Time was short. Clinging to Lauren's hand, she went over to the Queen Gwenwy. She stood for a moment, looking at her. Her features were exactly like those she remembered from the distant past, but in other ways the two women were not alike. Long ago, she had been confident, full of maternal pride and poise. Now she was conflicted, and had an air about her that was unfinished. She held the lady's eyes only with difficulty. The lady glanced back to where the king was dispensing gifts, then took the queen's arm, standing between her and Lauren.
Come, we shall walk together. I have waited so very long for this, and now I only have a short time.
Lauren turned as if to call to his king, but the lady shook her head.
Let him follow later if he wishes, but we will go now.
They walked through the crowd. One or two people reached out towards the lady as she passed them by, but most drew back, leaving an open path for the three to follow. She opened her wings to arch over them, to shield them from curious gaze, and they walked in silence for a while. Before long they reached the last of the houses, and climbed a little hillock. The four, grey, towers of her former home were just visible over a copse of low trees, but the lady turned and looked elsewhere. There would be no going back. Her legs wavered. Lauren supported her, his face full of anxiety.
Are you wounded, my lady?
She shook her head.
Not wounded, but not well either. Time runs out for me.
Surely not. You live forever, and our lives are like sparks in the wind beside you. How can your time run out? What will we do?
She did not answer for a while, but leaned on his strength.
My life is long, and yet it has been fleeting. I remember you both from when this land was very young, but it seems only a few days ago. And I change. I have not always been like this, and I do not know what I shall be next.
She hesitated.
I am afraid of what may happen after we part.
They were both watching her, drinking up every word. She reached out, touched the queen's face in the way she had wanted to, long ago. She gave a little sigh. She had found the mother again, yet the woman she had found was young, and she herself was the older of them. The meeting was not at all as she had imagined it would be. Gwenwy caught her hand, pressed it to her lips.
You said I had children?
The lady nodded.
I saw three. But one was only an infant at your breast, and perhaps more were to follow.
Will you grant me that prayer again? I will promise. I will do whatever you ask.
She hesitated, glanced briefly at Lauren, and then gazed at the lady as though she would swallow her up.
The king grows impatient, though I swear there is no luck in me. Grant me this one thing, lady, I pray.
The lady thought back to the young couple whose pregnancy had begun outside her walls. She had wanted to believe that she had made that possible, but had never known for sure. She looked across to where the royal keep stood guard over the clustered houses.
I do not think that is in my power to give. Not anymore. Perhaps it was, once. But here and now, you must do whatever is in your own ability.
She wanted their comfort, as she felt her vitality slipping away, but the couple were too full of their own needs and anxieties. She felt a tremor run up her legs, a sharp pain in her abdomen, and despite her best intentions, the spasm must have shown in her face. Lauren gripped her hand, and Gwenwy stepped very close to her.
Truly, lady, you do not look well.
I will leave you very soon. On the boat, I think. It will be best. Already I feel myself declining.
She spread out her wings once again, pushing past the stiffness in her shoulders. The bold patterning had faded to a muted series of whorls and stripes. Lauren looked very solemn, noticing how a web of fine lines was starting to wrinkle her face. Gwenwy finally overcame her hesitation and wrapped her arms around the lady in a long embrace.
Go when you must, lady. The common people should not see you like this. Better that they think of you as ageless